Ladies and gentlemen, we come to you live from Sydney, Australia, 2021. We welcome you to the Hobble Goblin Podcast, the newest podcast you have this year, because we're going to drop much sooner, hopefully, than a lot of other ones. Thank you for listening to us, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone around the table, Charmaine.
Ooh, hey, I bet you were going to say 21.
John T.
Hello.
Bradley Kagan.
Hello, everyone.
And Adam Marshall.
I'm here too.
How you doing, guys? Welcome back to the Hobble Goblin Podcast.
Thank you.
It's yeah, thank you back. For listening, people.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
When you said the year out, I swear you're just going to go 21.
You're just going to say 21, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say 21.
I was hoping to skip over this one and get back to 2022.
Yeah.
Let's skip over.
What do we reckon it's going to be like? What do we reckon 2021 is going to be right? Like, it can't be much worse than 2020. Unless it could be. Maybe this is just the beginning of the
end. It can't be worse, but we started this podcast, so hopefully it can be better.
Yeah. Nah, I'm a sadist. Bring it on, baby.
Fuck me up. And like, this is some like light in the darkness, right? Like, if you are really struggling with 2021, like, subscribe and tell your friends and family.
I mean, if you're struggling with 2021 and it's dropped today, you need to get a leg up. It's going to get worse.
No, if you're struggling with 2021 and this is your comeback, I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is how it starts. You don't want to see how it ends.
This is a good way to start the year.
Yeah.
Last time on the Hobble Goblin, so much happened. So much craziness happened. Vashek single-handedly split the party.
Yeah, boy.
With good reason.
Yeah.
I mean, as a character.
He only has one hand, so.
Ran away, ran far away, following the
Over
source.
The hills. Under the sea.
Followed the source deep into the cove. Like, literally all the way underwater. The other three were left to contend with the two crazy monkeys at the beginning, who they then followed Vashek over the ridge.
And then we split the party as well.
Yep, split the party again. Marcelo and Callista further down the rickety wood and rope bridge that spanned from the top of the cliff to the beach. Ileu left to his geriatric ways further on. Can you believe it's only been like 3 in-game weeks?
It's been that long. It was like 10 days.
Like time dilation.
I think it's only one day until like Ileu goes to the next age category.
Oh no, seriously?
No, it's better than that. I know, ladies and gentlemen, he doesn't track.
It's 250 years, I've forgotten.
But yeah, so we have 3 groups, I guess.
Well, I mean, it depends if the bridge does. It's going to break.
Well, it depends about that burning hulk of a ship that is careening towards the cliff wall right
now. Vashek's going to magically stop it.
I mean, Vashek can't see stuff. Because right now, he has just scooped up something.
He scooped up the anchor, and it's going to stop it from...
grab it with like a burst of romance-fueled strength.
Yeah, man. Save Ileu.
I think that's a good point. To get a perception check, please, Vashek.
Gosh.
Ooh, first perception check of the year.
Dur-dum, dur-dum.
16.
As you pick this shattered object off the seafloor, you glance around at you as this compulsion lifts. The seafloor within 50 feet of you, which basically almost makes it back to shore, is completely devoid of life. The sand has a glassy texture. And you realize that scooping this object up, your claw didn't so much bury itself in the sand as it did scoop this thing off the glassy sea floor.
Put a foot down.
Yep, and it touches glass.
Hmm. I push up. Okay. Means nothing to me.
Alright.
That's how it should be, right?
You break the surface.
Glass is expensive.
Aliyu.
shuffle the fuck away. No, I believe I want to get away before the ship hits. I'm going to have to make an acrobatics check, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it.
So, I mean, you know, you could make it to about maybe 15 feet away from the top of the cliff, right?
But then the boat's going to hit.
You don't know what's going to happen.
So there's a boat careening directly towards the cliff face, right?
Yeah, and it's probably about... You theorize with your advanced mathematical skills from you being ILU. It'll probably hit the cliff about 20 feet below you. 30 feet, probably.
Yeah, and then the vibrations will send me fucking... Whee!
I mean, it's going to hit the bridge.
Yeah, I need to get off the damn bridge. So I'm going to move 15 foot so that I'm only half 30 foot away from the edge. And then I will make an acrobatics roll.
Good, good. Do it when you're higher.
To get to the edge, so that if I fail, hopefully I can fall onto the dry ground.
That's not how maths works.
So I'm using the dice that you bought me, Liam, for Christmas. So if I die, it's your fault, right?
So hold on, just to double check. First 15 feet, normal, like half
your half speed. And then the last one will get me onto the proper ground, right?
The last one, if you succeed on this roll, will get you to the top of the cliff.
And I'll be off the bridge.
Yes. Cool. If you succeed on this roll.
So, Liam, this is your dice that you bought me. If I fail it, you killed me.
Waited until one.
Virgin dice.
Sorry, Liam?
Nothing. There's only two ones in the dice.
Not one. No.
If I didn't see it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it.
Liam, why
did
you kill me?
I would like to thank Fuck You Dice for that. That cost a lot more money than I was supposed to spend on a Secret Santa. But 100% worth it for me to be able to put that into my phone app. No, it's not really a thing. I wish it was. That would be fucking brilliant.
Chance is a fickle thing.
That's amazing.
I would like... Did you roll a second one on that reflex save?
No.
Okay.
Can I roll my reflex save?
I would like a reflex save to catch the top of the cliff.
Eleven?
So...
Oh, fuck.
Callista and Marcelo.
How far is the drop?
Do you know what you hear?
We hear the sound of the boat crashing into the bridge.
Yeah, and a lot of fire. What you don't hear is the... landing in the
How
water.
Far is the drop? Real
Luckily,
question.
Luckily, it's into water.
How far is the drop? This will inform. If I do something.
300 feet below you is the waterline.
Yeah, there is no fucking way in hell Ailu is surviving a 300-foot drop, so I'm going to grab walking stick, channel my bonded item...
As the wind buffets him against the cliff. Yeah.
Use my bonded item to once per day cast any spell in my spellbook... And I'm going to choose Featherfall. Like
funny,
a feather.
I remember that being an Arcanist like thing.
It's a wizard thing, Liam.
Cool. Falling down the cliff face, Secrets. Bouncing off the rock several times.
Like a ping pong
Finally
ball.
Landing with a... actually, to be fair, Featherfall... what does that slow your speed to?
60, which probably means I'm about to get crushed by the fucking boat! Oh god, I didn't think this through!
You are, luckily for you, outside of the range of the boat. What it means, though, in this 6 seconds...
The boat's going to hit before I hit the water.
Yes.
It's going to take me 5 rounds to hit the water.
Yes.
I'm falling for 5 rounds, guys. Have fun. Sweet. See you in 5.
The how best thing that could have happened.
Last? Yeah. Pardon?
How long does Featherfall last? There is a limit on how long it lasts.
Oh.
You look that up while we go back to Marcelo.
Imagine if your wand could cast spells that weren't touched. What?
Why are you shitting on
I'm
my wand?
I'm still so confused by it.
Why,
how
isn't, it,
is
why
that?
Isn't it just a potion?
I don't. Why isn't it just a, like a gem or something? God.
So you know what happens right now at top of the round? A boat hits the wall. Do you know what I need from everyone that's still that didn't slip off the boat, the bridge yet? Yet?
Hey.
Acrobatics check.
Acrobatics check.
Jump!
You can roll first.
So as you are like all running full pelt down this bridge, the boat on fire careens sideways into the cliff face, snapping the rope that whips like a lash up and down, like right in the middle of the bridge. It's snapped in half. The boat cracks. The rope whiplashes down, and you feel as you're running down, Marcelo, hand on the guide rail, you feel it slam, like the whiplash of that rope, that taut rope slam into your hand. And what happens? What did you roll on the acrobatics check?
A one.
Yeah. So it whips so hard, bounces off your hand, throws you with so much force against the wall that you bounce off the cliff. Reflex save, please, sir.
Holy.
You're still 50 feet away from the beach.
That's twice as good as I rolled last time.
A two.
Oh my god.
As you. It, the force of that taut rope smacking against your hand threw you around with so much force, it bounces you off the cliff wall, off the bridge, into the water below. You are 20 feet off the water. I'll give you one more acrobatics check to not take 10 feet worth of that damage.
It's a 5 on my acrobatics. Ooh. 7 in total.
Barry's back.
Yeah. That's going to be 5 points of non-lethal. Okay. Because you're landing in water.
As the highest health person in the party.
As the tank. As the tank. Just say it. Callista.
Holy shit. Yeah. I'm about, what, 10, 20 what? Feet in front of him?
Yeah, actually, you're only 10 feet from the beach, so you're only realistically like 5 feet off the water.
And he just answers the Will Boom. Home scream.
In 11.
You launch yourself onto the beach, landing at the bottom of the bridge.
A tuck, drop, and roll.
Perfect.
Dive off the bridge.
All right.
I'm on the beach.
How far from the beach am I? I landed in the water, right?
Turn around
so
behind.
So you were 50 feet from the water, from the shoreline, actually.
All right.
It's not... So they chose this cove for a couple of reasons. It's pretty deep. So, Marcelo, I'm going to need a swim check.
It's not my swim, so... 3. I rolled a 4, so that's a 3.
Which makes sense, because you dropped and you just went down. You better make sure you're making the next one, otherwise you are holding your breath. Callista, you've hit the sand, you've rolled with it. You turned around. The bridge is intact for the first about 70 feet up the cliff face. Behind you, though, there is no Marcella.
Did I see him bloop under water?
Not when you were jumping forward, you didn't.
All right.
Because you were in front of him.
That is true. I will turn around after rolling. can I do a perception check to see if he's still on the bridge?
Oh, he's definitely not on the bridge.
He's definitely not on the bridge.
You can roll me a perception check to see if you can see where he dropped.
Fuck. 10.
Nope.
All right.
It's too much, like, sea spray and stuff from the fact that the ship just smashed against the cliff wall and, like, the waves are...
Probably won't see where Ali was or anything. Oh, guys.
Not with that. There's too much smoke and stuff in the air as well.
Do I see the two weird creatures on the beach?
Nope.
Okay, so there's nothing on the beach. All right, I'll probably walk to the water's edge and kind of stay there preparing.
Start waiting.
Yeah, yeah, see if there's anything happening.
So you
anyone comes
wade
out.
Into the water's edge.
Mm.
Okay. Vashek.
Hi. Gasp some air and then look at whatever the fuck is in my hand.
You lift your claw up, and in your claw is this small... And just looking at it, like, it's... Your mind's not great with puzzles right now. But, like, your claw kind of scoops it up into the center of your hand. You realize it's, like... This whisper at the back of your mind almost tells you that at one point in time, this thing may have been whole. And the shattered remains of something. That's really with... how smart you are now, that's kind of all you can... You're hearing whispers and shattered, like remnants of maybe who you were, but it's just...
broken.
Just like your brain.
But you also remember you have smart friends that you left behind, and you're not feeling that pull on your soul that you were feeling before.
After having that, I clutch it to my chest, sort of...
Because you're naked right now, right?
No, I've taken my top off. I don't remember.
Oh, you still got your armor on?
Yeah, I've still got my armor on.
Cool.
And I'm going to clutch this newfound object that had such a pull on me to my chest and start paddling towards the
swim
shore.
Check.
9.
And you start sinking back down. I will go to Ailu. So 60 feet down.
Yep.
So first round, 60 feet. Second round, 60 feet.
Wow.
Oh, it does last for 3 rounds, and it's an immediate action. So technically, it'll get me 6, 12, 18, 24. So yeah, I'll be 60 feet above the water when it stops. So I'll be like, nice. Fuck! At the end.
Just slowly, like I imagine like a leaf.
Yeah. Well, no, it's still 60 foot per round. That's 10 meters per...
It's 6 seconds.
Yeah, it's like a meter or something per second.
It's like a slow descent.
It's not like feather-ish, but it's still like... When? It's not super fast, but
it's like a feather on... hammer on the moon.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll say like Iron Man when he does the...
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But I'm going to be like Iron Man where he goes, down. Okay, cut power, va-boom, yeah. At the end.
Whoops. Marcelo.
Oh dear.
Swim check.
So imagine I'm just getting like tossed around by the waves, just and, like, buffeted rocks up against falling the cliff off face. The cliff and bits of boat crashing into the water. Oh dear. I think that's a bit better. 12 swim check.
It's fine. You manage to resurface. You can start swimming towards shore. Are you going to double move?
Yeah. I'll start.
Okay, so Callista, you see in front of you, Marcelo's head pops back up and you just hear,
help! What happened?
And he starts like paddling towards you, and by the end of like he's probably only about 10 feet away from where you are. No, actually probably less. He's only about 5. He's within reaching distance of you basically.
Yeah. I'll
but again, definitely. Because this is a cove, it's almost like a real sharp drop off. So you're like on the very edge of where you would like it's not might not be super deep. I mean, I say that it's still like 6 meters. But you're on the edge of the drop off.
Mm-hmm.
He's like still like trying to keep his head above water.
Right.
And it's your turn.
My brain was like, throw my weapon. And I was like, oh no, I probably shouldn't ever hit him. I will reach out and pull him back in. Up, I guess.
Yep.
Would I need a...
Nothing. Like,
yep,
this
I
is
do
one
that.
Of those checks where like, it's funny because...
Yeah, one hand on his arm, the other hand on his collar, and I
because I'm like a flopping.
Yeah, it's funny because like,
I stretch his shirt a little.
I know in like games like Pathfinder, D&D, and all that stuff, they're always like you have to roll every time,
just in case I dunk his head in the water.
But then I've been reading other game systems like Gumshoe and like things like that, where it's like, no, you have
you
a strength of X, you can pull someone.
Yeah.
And I think that works better in these kind of scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, imagining that. Oh, imagine that meme where the guy jumps in the pool and he's like, blah, 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 how'd you like my swimming?
Because I imagine like the ultimate philosophy about it is like the dice rolls that add variability where there is a
chance
believable
of
chance of failure. Mm.
Yeah, and so that's why like I'm not going to make you roll. I feel like you can grab him, pull
him. Like even if he accidentally tries to pull me in, I'm probably sturdy enough to not fall.
As long as
there's
no either you, I'll allow that.
Yeah. He'll panic and pull you down as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
okay. He's tiny, skinny frame.
Lie on my back on the beach.
I'll
either
you.
What
happened? It's going to happen to you.
That's okay. I've got you.
Oh, thank speaking you. Of going underwater, Vashek.
Oh, that's me. Again. That's better, 13.
You, on the other hand, are about 15 feet away from the shoreline.
Only 15.
Yeah, well, really? Actually, no, 20.
Yeah, I thought I was few.
I'm assuming you're double moving back.
Yeah.
Actually, with a penalty because you're only using one
hand.
Yeah,
I'm only using one hand. I'm
30 feet from the shoreline.
Yeah.
There we go. Back in the cords that are yours. Isla, you. Another 60 feet down, my friend.
Slowly descending towards the raging
nothing
inferno.
Nothing says you can't do anything on the way down.
You could scratch your butt.
Perception
so
check,
far,
I
so
guess.
So far, it's 18 seconds. You could have been writing your last will.
Vashek gets everything.
Telling your children you love them, or your grandchildren. Great
to the power of six.
Yeah,
I don't even know if they are alive, dude. They might be. I don't know.
I mean, possibly great, but who knows? Telling people about your real life, your story.
Nah, who needs to know that?
Okay. Another 100 and...
What am I... Can I make a 7 check? See if I can see anything from bird's eye view? Am I just choking on the smoke?
I mean, yeah, you can... No, you can definitely roll perception. I can already tell you can see the ocean getting closer to you.
No, I can't because I got a nat 1 again.
Should have rolled the dice I get. Oh, that was...
The last dice you gave me cursed me!
Is that 2 ones?
It's another 1.
I wish I'd pay good money to say that they were, like, rigged dice. They're not even rigged. They're just... It's just your bad luck.
I don't think I've rolled above a 10. For
I don't think you've rolled anything of good on
feels
this.
Bad. Feels bad, man.
Marcelo, you've been dragged ashore. You can stand up now.
Yeah, roll over onto my knees.
You know, on the other side of that boat is some creatures, one of which you saw swing a scimitar at Vashek.
Well, I'd probably just ask Callistra. I'd be like, are you okay? Where's everyone else? Where's Ailey?
I don't know. You were the closest to me, so I thought I'd wait for you.
And I'd check my person. Like, am I missing anything?
Whisper's still working.
What, have I lost anything in the fall?
You mean message?
Message is still working.
I'd be like, Vashek, can you hear me? Vashek, where are you?
Oh, you can.
The source. I found
it. You can't understand
broken.
Him. He's speaking your show
until still, he's still speaking bloody gibberish.
Can you pinpoint where he is? And I look in this direction.
Okay, can you see him?
Perception check, please.
As I both stand of us? Up and look around.
Yeah, you can probably look at this.
14.
23.
So you can kind of, thanks to message, it's not like it's... It can give you some directionality in such an open area. So it kind of helps you, Marcelo, pinpoint where Vashek is. Callista, you kind of are sweeping around trying to find anybody. You see Vashek, you also see slowly falling through the air. crimson black lined robes.
Fluttering around my long, pale legs.
Yeah, the light blue. The light blue is less noticeable against the skyline, but the crimson robe is.
I probably look cool as shit until it stops in one round and I just...
Looks like, it looks like one of those like kind of slow-mo but not quite slow-mo movies that's like not as fast as usual but not as slow as usual.
I think I'm especially like, you know, like the Avengers when they like descend into something. I'm going to look like that and then I'm just going to like right before the cool awesome landing I'm just going to...
Boy.
It's gonna turn from like a DC into a Marvel comedy slapstick.
You're definitely falling backwards, like one of those fall, like the real slow mo falling.
I've
backwards.
Had 12 seconds to write myself, Liam.
gosh,
Marcelo,
I wrote a 17 to stabilize myself, so I don't look like an idiot.
Vashek,
he's going fist down, Iron Man style.
No, that's a bad idea.
But Marcelo, what are you going to do? What do you want? Like, what can you do?
I just get to my feet and probably walk more onto the shore and just try and look around. We need to get Vashek. We need to. Are those things still there on the beach? Can I see them?
Callista can see them now. Mm. You did know where they were before, you can still see, like, them pushing each other and kind of...
Oh, this is not good. This is not good.
I've still got... And I'll pull out my light crossbow. I could try shooting it, but I don't know if it'll do much. Oh, dear. But Liu is... I'm going to go pointing as it goes.
I would probably actually check my crossbow to see if it still works.
A small dip in the water won't destroy a crossbow.
It's masterwork too, isn't it?
Masterwork.
It is masterwork, but it's also, like, even a bow dipped in water will work immediately after. It's more the like long term that this problem. Like, you will need a new string at some point, very soon. Right now, it's fine.
And I just check everything. I was like, check my bag. Do I still have my three cure lights and all that? Like, have I lost anything else?
Roll me a D100.
Here we go.
What's that? 94.
Yeah, they're all there.
It seems like I haven't lost.
So haven't lost you anything. Had four to start with, right?
Three. I gave one to Callista.
That's what I mean.
That's
right. Oh, sorry. I had four. Gave one to Callista. Still have three. Yeah, just check myself. That'd be my whole turn, I think. Just getting my bearings, checking everything, asking Callista. You know, can you see?
Callista. Also, with your 23, was it? What you see at the next to the ship that is run aground, poking out of the sand, you see a black scaled, what might look like, kind of looks like a shield. You also notice next to you is also the claw that you are so familiar with Vashek carrying.
All right.
But it is your turn.
Right. Can I chuck something in there as well? Because I was thinking about this before. I didn't say it last session, but I imagine I would have, like, with the claw, I would have dropped, like, my pack and everything.
And your bag. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah,
do you know what I mean? Because I was kind of, like, dropping stuff off, so, like, my javelins as well. So, like...
Mm. So,
I imagine all my stuff
would be in there. All your otherworldly items.
Yeah.
The things that would weigh me down.
Mm. Yeah, okay. I would go and pick them all up. I imagine, like, a full turn, I'd run up, I'll pick up all of Vashek's items, go, okay, we have to go get him, he's just over there, he needs his things.
Have you got your own things as well?
I do. I would.
So you will definitely be medium load by this point in time.
Yeah. Probs. And I'll pick up.
And I'm assuming you'll throw them all on your back, like, I know your pack isn't, like, super heavy.
Mm.
You'll be able to even throw his car and everything there, but you are definitely medium load, which slows your speed to 30.
Oh, no. Absolute just keep tragedy, that in mind. Yes. Okay.
It also affects your swim, climb.
Okay. Yeah.
Like strength. And
pull all that
skills.
Stuff here. Oh man. Okay. Oh, I knows all the magic. That's why he's falling so far. He'll be fine. So slowly, he'll be fine. And I'll pick up the stuff and I'll go. What's this? What's this black thing that Vashek?
Would you be speaking more? As much knowing that there's those creatures over there that you've seen?
That's true. I wouldn't. Actually, I would say all that stuff.
Oh, actually, you can whisper it because the message is still on. Marcelo can hear all of you, but you can only hear Marcelo.
Yeah, he's the beacon. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Marcelo, you would probably hear all of my panicked thoughts as I quickly pick up everything, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, he's just over there. It's fine. I'll pick this all up. He needs his items, and I'll pick up all the scaled. Thingamajig, black scaled thing. Like, I didn't know Vashek had this.
No, that's at the near the.
Oh, that's
the other
thing. Oh, yeah,
ship.
Fuck that. No, I'll just pick up Vashek's
Marcelo,
stuff.
Can I get a sense motive check, please?
From me?
Yep.
Okay, sense motive. Who am I sense motiving? That'll be a 14.
Can I just get you to roll me a d20, please? Sure. Callista.
14?
Beats. She's freaking out. Like, she's like out of her element, completely freaking out. She's like, Calissa is close to like 14 years younger than you, isn't she? Like 12 years younger than you. Like, she's out of her element.
Yeah.
Would you say she's a bit frightened?
I would say, yeah, she's probably close.
Vashek will be fine. He's got magic, that's why he's falling so slow.
Like, she's going to like that weird rambling of.
Everything's like, okay. Everything's okay.
She's trying to calm herself with the rambling. So, yes, she's frightened.
That's right. Like, oh, Callista, it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to get through this. Stay calm.
Okay. But my attacks do nothing.
It's okay. We're going to get Vashek. We'll gather Ilyu. Just stay calm.
Okay.
We need to do this smart.
I do that little huddle thing where I'm holding all the stuff and squatting on the floor.
All right. It is Vashek's turn.
Ooh, I keep swimming. To the shore.
Swim check.
14.
Okay. You are now, Vashek, in that shallow part right next to the edge of the water.
All right.
And that's your entire
move. Yeah, so imagine I'd like standing in the shallow.
Perception
kind
check.
Of
the other.
8. Imagine I'm looking at the thing still.
You're so focused on the claw and the grey pearl in your hand.
Mm.
What?
But you just aren't looking around that much. Isla, you, 60 feet more, my friend.
And then it stops at the end of my turn. So, really cool superhero drop, plummet. Do I land in the water, I assume?
There happened to be one rock.
So how many D6 of damage do I take?
Jagged.
The rock is shaped like Liam's face.
That's a lot of D6s.
I rolled a lot of sixes, to be completely honest.
Wouldn't that happen next turn? If it ends at the end of his turn, the four would be happening.
That's
next
probably
turn.
True. That's probably true. You know
what I mean? Just hold on to that number, Leo.
Do you want
to
roll all the D6s at once?
Okay. You still get an acrobatics check.
Yeah.
You got this, baby.
Yeah. Oh, natural 17. Yeah, you so see?
You
that's
got
it.
Look at
you
that.
Negate one of the sixes.
Of the two?
So you're landing with water.
Yeah.
Which, okay, 60 feet in real measurements is 20 meters.
Yeah, 20.
Which I have definitely done because I have... My auntie is a diving... Or was a diving teacher.
I think I've done 15 meters before.
Yeah, I've done all of them. My auntie was just like, keep going high. Like, you're insane. She's like, just keep going. Just make sure your feet are pointed down. I'm hoping in 250 years of life, Aliyu has learned that. Except he was
17,
he was
so apparently.
Down, so no.
17, apparently.
So. Head first.
Slap. Belly slap.
Luckily for Aliyu, I rolled terribly bad.
Hey.
It is 9 points of non-lethal.
Cool. Thankfully, I haven't taken any damage today, but I'm still on less than half health now.
Well, it's not half health.
It's half closer to unconsciousness.
Swim check.
Yeah, how far away am I from the shore? That's the real question. Because I was a long way out, wasn't I? And I
may or may not have been about 100 feet.
Cool. How far down do I go is the question. Like, how many foot under the water am I?
20 feet be like 3 meters. Like, so...
No, a 60-foot drop.
Yeah, sorry, 20 meters, you'd be maybe 3 meters deep, realistically, because you would point your feet. Yeah, so you're going to be 15 feet down.
And I rolled a 4, so I think that makes me 20 foot down.
Yeah.
Did I have time to take a breath?
Yes. You knew you were dropping.
So I have rounds equal to my con, right, in breath before I drown?
Yes.
Cool, so I have 10 rounds left.
So... 10 rounds of breath, you've sunk 10 feet down.
Oh, it's 25, you said.
Well, you hit the bottom then. 20.
Oh, shit. 20 okay.
Feet deep. It's not like super, super. It's 6 meters down, real measurements. I love how many American listeners we're losing every time I say that.
They should know by now that their system is
broken.
The Imperial system is bad and you should feel bad, all right?
Learn 24 hour clock.
Nothing about you personally.
That's not even the same thing.
But that's
isn't
it.
No. I know that most of us use 24-hour clock.
I definitely do.
I do.
Yeah, all the time. I'm ex-military. Of course I use 24-hour. But no, a lot of real people, like normal people, use 12-hour clocks, which still weirds me out.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you hit the bottom. No, no, no. We're not normal. You hit the bottom, Aliyu and Marcelo.
Okay.
Also, Aliyu, the main problem now is the fact that the burning hulk of the ship that hit the cliff is now moving towards the west, i.e. the exit to the bay. It's being pulled out because that's the way water works. It pushes into the middle of a cove and pushes out the edges. So over the top of your head right now, is slowly moving the burning hulk of a ship.
Note to self, do not swim into the slowly burning hulk.
Marcelo.
Alright. I basically, since my message is still in, I just say, if you can hear me, I need you all to come to the shore. We need to meet up again. This is bad. And then I'd come over to Callista. I know we're not saying she is under the status condition of shaking. However...
I mean, she could be self-imposed.
As a mesmerist, yeah. I have touch treatment.
So 3 plus my charisma times a day. As a standard action, I can touch someone, and for now I can remove either fascinated or shaken. So I go up and touch Callista and just calm her, just to remove this shaken effect and just be like, Callista, we're going to be okay.
Okay.
We're live.
So for you, Callista, like, everything seems to calm. Mm. The area around you is chaotic as it seems to come into focus for you. You manage to gather yourself and you bring yourself back under control. It's your turn.
Yeah. Okay.
You just need to be smart about this. It's going to be okay.
Take a glance. Ali's still falling. Okay.
No, I'm underwater.
Oh.
You can't see me anymore.
It's all right. Like, you saw all of that, and yes, you probably would have been close to shaken, but now you're back in control.
Ali was falling slowly. When I looked back,
he's in the water now.
Don't see him anymore. So he probably fell gently into the water. I've picked up Vashek's items. Okay, alright. So we get rid of those two things first, and we go for Vashek.
Yes, yes. Did you see Ailiu? Is he okay? Ailiu, can you hear me? He's not responding.
He's probably chanting a spell.
Maybe he's trying to fix that wand that he couldn't use.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
She's
God.
She's just like, hey, man, take it easy. Yeah, just chill. Like, she's like super chill now. Too chill.
I didn't spike her.
He passed her a doobie and she's fine now.
All right.
Okay. Alchemical help.
I feel like
are the two creatures fighting each other or are they fighting over something?
Over something.
Maybe we just leave them be for now. Let's try and...
They haven't noticed you yet.
For now, let's try and look for Vashek. And I leave.
We can go around this. I saw Vashek over there. And I point in the general direction. And I'm going to kind of comb around.
Sure.
Moving stealthily?
Vashek.
Yes.
Stealth check.
I'll go nice and
you
slow.
You will take a -3 because of your encumbrance.
Okay.
Does the Raging Inferno offer benefits?
It will give a bonus to perception checks, yes. Sorry, a negative to perception.
17.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Neither of them seem to... So you're going to move half speed.
I get my... So 15. Because I was... Yep.
I mean, you can double move, but...
30. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Stop.
I fucked it.
At your feet.
Ooh.
You see buried in the sand.
You see Barry in the sand. Barry!
Buried in the sand.
Sorry, I missed you.
Sorry. Yeah, like buried in the sand.
A familiar shape. It looks very similar to the claw that you have strapped over your back.
Mm-hmm.
Just the front. Unlike the claw that Vashek has been wielding, which is made of bones and strapped together leather and
ooh.
Very primitive.
Yep.
This seems to be made from a black hide of some kind. Scaled hide. And it seems... Can I... You just roll me a
d20. Yep, just a flat roll. Easy. 12.
Okay. It's some kind of dragon hide.
Sexy. And... Is this a different one to the one I saw previously? Or is this the same?
You didn't see this previously.
Oh.
But this is like half buried in the sand. Mm. And like it's just jet black is the thing. Like it caught your eye as you were going past.
Okay.
It's like right next to you. You could reach down.
Because
you only moved enough for 15 feet. You could reach down and pull it out of the sand. You do also know you're only like 10 feet away from those creatures.
I'll probably just stop there, like when I see it, because then Vashek's also within view.
We can see him now emerging out of the surf.
Yeah, so I wouldn't do anything that would put me in danger, and I know he's not in the right mind anyway, so I wouldn't want to go too close. So I'll stop where I am. While still stealthed, 100%.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
So, we will move to Vashek. You can see across the sand, Callista is moving towards you, and you see the figures now. It's all right, Jonty knows why I'm giving me the bird.
Why are you giving Jonty the bird?
All those playing at home, I've flip Jonty the bird because of memes he's sending in the group chat that were just too good. Vashek, you've pulled yourself onto the sandbar and you see two creatures, one with bone protrusions out of its elbows, tentacles wrapping and ripping around its body, tendrils of it's like growing up around it. The other one has like these protrusions of bones from its crowns of its head. You remember now, one of them attacked you on the way through, and all you think in your head is,
enemy, bad.
But I see also friend.
Friend, Pinterson, friend.
Oh, it's Whittaker.
And then I look around. And maybe he's in like,
that's not fair. Now Whittaker's sort of on his boat in the way south. Barry, they're picking on me.
So I imagine now that I've got this thing and like the kind of compulsion or the what would you call it? The tunnel vision.
The pull, yes.
The tunnel vision is kind of gone. I sort of like look around at the beach and, as you said, many show anti-corpses as well.
Yep.
A number of earthbreakers and friends.
Huh. Run me perception.
11. Where's the nearest earthbreaker?
It's actually only like 10 feet away from you.
I walk forward and I pick up the earthbreaker. I put this puzzling thing.
Yeah.
I try and like stash it somewhere and like within my armor or something.
Suppository it right up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stick it in my ass.
Ooh.
And I pick up the earthbreaker.
Yep.
And how much do I still have any movement left?
Do people know what an earthbreaker is, by the way?
Yeah, I know what an earthbreaker is.
Yep.
Do you too?
I mean, for those who don't know, listen to the podcast. It'd be great. So
let the show Auntie describe what an earthbreaker is.
Yes. I could rather do it better. It's basically a huge warhammer of kind. Like, okay, it's got like
an earthbreaker is a massive two-handed maul. But the thing is, it's a giant hammerhead with spikes on it. Yeah, so it's a massive two-handed hammer, but instead of it just being like a normal flat hammer, they actually have jagged spikes on the end, designed to punch through armor and other various fun things. They are nasty.
Okay,
they are
if you ever like beat chicken or like meat when you were younger with like one of those like beaten mallets,
tenderizers.
It's like an oversized tenderizer.
It's a two-handed, probably about 5 foot tall version of that, where the head is roughly like a foot cubed.
You know what, bitches? I'm proficient with it.
Oh, yeah.
Show anti-powers.
It's like a giant back massager.
I
will pick... Wait. Was that my full movement?
So you moved up to it and you picked it up.
Yep, standard action, pick it up, or couldn't pick it up as part of move action?
No. It's buried in the sand.
Yeah,
okay.
On the ground.
Copy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, deep in the cove...
So I'm 20 foot underwater, foot buried in the sand, with a burning boat above me.
Also, at least... To the best of your knowledge, as you were falling,
100
which
feet
is
away.
Like mathematically for you, it took like 35 seconds. You probably literally went, okay, so Pythagoras' theorem, if I just take the square root of where I am now and I just do this and this and this, I'm about 105 feet away from the shoreline. And I know this cove is 20 foot deep, so...
My knowledge, I'm 100 foot away. Swimming allows me to move very slowly, even if I pass. I have 10 rounds of breathing.
But do you know what's
faster need
for you?
To be
walking on the bottom.
Exactly. Or not walking so much as I old man pulling. You know, like when you're a kid and you like pull yourself along the beach? That's what I'm going to do. My concern is breathing for that long.
You have 10 rounds because you have very little constitution.
That is correct. However, what I do have on my hip is a bag of holding with 10 minutes worth of air inside of it. So,
ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to the abuser of all the magical items, Bradley Kagan. Come on down.
So I am going to take the bag of holding off my hip.
Explain why.
So bag of holding is an extra dimensional space which is full of 250 cubic foot of space, which has air in it, right? It's currently attached to another plane, so it doesn't actually like buoyancy at the moment because it's floating in the ethereal like void of the astral plane. And this is just a tiny sliver of it. But what this means is that if I just put it up to my mouth and then just suck through the hole, I'm just going to be sucking the air out slowly. I'm going to be very careful not to open it too wide, otherwise water will rush in and that would be bad and it'll ruin all of my shit. But in this case, I could just hold it up to my mouth and use it like a breath tank, effectively, to be a very, very expensive portable air supply.
So I'm going to assume you are not going to try and swim.
Oh, fuck no. I can't swim. I have a -1 swim check.
God. Okay, so you're on the bottom.
I am going to slowly... I assume I'm only going to get about 10 foot per round.
You're going to get your... What's your max?
30 is my max, but like you move at half normally with swimming, and then I assume since I'm crawling, I'm basically moving
15 feet around.
Okay, cool. I am just going to like pull myself along the ground slowly. But I have 10 minutes of air in here, so I believe that is 100 rounds, so I'm okay. I will just slowly pull myself.
You mean 600 rounds, right?
Oh, is it?
10 minutes
is... So a minute is 10 rounds, though. So 10 minutes is 100 rounds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Quick math.
Math.
Oh.
You messed up with the six. Yeah, so I've got 100 rounds. So I am just going to slowly pull myself along the ground. I'll get there in 8.5, I think, or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because there's nothing down there that would attack.
Fucking in by a shark. Yeah, I'm going to slowly pull myself along.
I wasn't doing that music before. Who matters?
My turn. Okay. I will stealthily follow after Callista.
Self roll.
I'm actually decent at stealth. 15.
Mm. Ooh, I rolled.
They're better on perception.
Doesn't matter. They didn't see him.
Oh, okay.
Well, nothing moves towards him immediately.
It was a giant, like, blazing inferno.
Do I make it to Callista?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just a perception check once you make it to Callista.
14. Perception check.
Yeah, you hear the faint sound of gnashing teeth and... from the cave entrance to the east.
Ooh. Okay. What are these two zombie men doing?
They seem to be pushing and, like, fighting and...
They're just, like, wrestling with each other kind of thing?
Yes and no. Like, you see one of them will, like, go down and, like, grab something and tear it and then, like, shove it into their mouth. And the other one will try and grab it out of their mouth and then reach down and grab something else and, like, bits of flesh and...
Two seagulls fighting.
Yeah.
Mine.
But then punctuated by the snapping of bone, and then you'll see like one of them like lift up like a bone and like with unnaturally long like fingers like scrape the marrow from inside of it like into its mouth, like literally like pouring it upside down.
Marrow is so good though.
And I can actually see Vashek now, can't I?
Yeah. And you see across the beach. He has picked up an Earthbreaker.
Yeah.
Like, it's something that you know of because you're from Magnemar. Like, you've seen Shawenti warriors fight in the Serpent's Run arena with this before. You see this determination on his face, though.
Yeah.
That scares you.
Exactly. I am going to put my hypnotic stare as a swift action on Vashek and look at him, and basically, with the message still on, I'm going to be like, hold, Vashek. Hold. You actually take a -4 to this diplomacy check.
Okay.
So you have to roll
diplomacy. Oh, yeah, I am. So, yeah, I'm actually trying to diplomacy against you, basically, to just be like, hold, hold. We're going to do this together, okay? Just be calm. Be patient.
Be water.
24.
Oh, shit.
I rolled a 16.
This is actually a will save for you.
Okay.
I thought it was a -4.
And a -4 to it.
Yeah, that's a 4.
4 total?
4 total. Huh. I just slump.
So all of the things that you felt and thought and...
Friend?
Yes. Well, and that's when you start to recognize, you're like, oh, you know that person. Friend. And they're in your mind, and the whisper you hear in your ear is like, hold, wait, wait for your friends to go. Wait for your friends to be ready.
We're going
to
do this together, Vashek, okay? Calm, patient.
Vashek.
Just be calm. This is cool. Yeah. If someone's got one of my tricks in their mind, they're just a little bit more susceptible to me.
Yeah. Callista.
This guy's in our heads.
I'm trying to save you, fool.
Just wait.
We'll do this together.
Fool of a took. Callista.
I will relay the message to Marcelo. Okay, what's the plan? Did you stop him?
Yes, yes. I've calmed him for now, but I don't think these creatures are interested in us just yet, but we need to do this smart. They look much, much worse than these monkeys, and we know how bad they were.
Can I get a stealth check from you, please, Callista?
Sure. Still don't know where Ailiu is either yet.
Under the sea.
17. Oh, no, wait. Do I have the minus 3 still?
Yeah.
14.
One of them turns their heads towards you.
Uh-oh, spaghetti-o.
I think it's spotted
us. As he turns his head, it's the one that has two bone spurs coming out of his elbow. You see that on the left side of his shoulder, something that's been turned away from you for the whole time, there's a smaller face, vestigial face. Yeah. Neck, and he's like... as he lunges towards you.
Oh, am I able to do anything? Or
still your turn.
Can I... 5-foot shift in front of Marcelo. Mm-hmm. And what's it called? Total defense?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. I will 5-foot shift in front of Marcelo, so I put myself in between the thing coming towards us. And I'm going to total defense.
Yeah, girl.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not too sure what that does, but I do
devil,
that.
But
yeah.
Plus 40
AC, right?
Plus
40
AC.
Fuck yeah. Oh, it's coming.
The other one notices that the one next to it has lifted its head up and now looks up, sees that 5 feet away is something. 5-foot step forward, scimitar whips out of its belt, and it slashes at you, Callista. Natural 19.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, that's a crit threat. That's a crit threat.
Is it 21 to hit?
He's got
to
confirm.
21 to hit.
Oh my god.
Oh no. Those dice are
hey Liam, can we swap dice?
Sorry.
The number of 20s and 19.
It's an 18 to confirm.
That will not hit because of the
total. Oh, sorry, but you have a load. You have a heavy load now, a medium load, which lowers your AC.
Ooh.
Minus, yeah.
You're still carrying
it caps her maximum dex as the problem. So
what's
if you have a medium load,
caps
it at 3. What's your dex?
My dex mod's only 2.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't. Kidding me? I don't confirm, but the scimitar still bites.
No. Hang on. If you're a medium load, you lose your monk bonus to AC.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you can't be agile. So because you're holding all of Vashek's shit, you lose your monk dodge bonus.
Oh, because you.
But I do have a. I do have the dodge feat and the armor bonus.
And you can't. Well, the armor bonus will apply. You just lose your monk bonus, which I think is only a +1, actually.
Yeah, it's only your charisma modifier.
Yeah, so that's a +2. So that's a 19.
So still missed because I got an 18.
Goodness.
You could have also dropped the pack on the way through. But yeah, so I only got...
Did it after.
7 points of damage. And it lashes out and tries to bite you. 9.
That would have missed me.
Vashek.
Talking's a free action.
Yes, it is.
Go, son!
Okay, so...
Hold on.
Oh, basically, looks like we don't have any more time. Vashek, do your thing.
Vashek, smash!
I imagine... So, with my current int of...
Help us.
4, I imagine not going to think too much about my own wounds. I've still got a wisdom score.
Yeah, you're not going to think about your wounds.
Hmm.
No, not even a little bit. But... Again, this is where the wisdom versus int argument comes in. That animal cunning in you, though, looks at this situation and goes,
Friend. Friend!
We need your help.
Yep. Flanking is still definitely something.
Straight up. I move up in and I don't even need to charge. I'm not going to charge.
So you're on the other side of Callista.
Yes.
With that guy between you. Cool.
Friend! Friend!
That's totally why I five-footed.
Yeah, sure.
Friends! And then I'm going to need the stats. What is an
2d6 times 3.
Oh!
Yep.
2d6 plus 1.5 strength.
Yep.
Okay, so that'd be bab plus strength.
Plus charging. So that's
I'm not charging. I'm not charging. Bab plus strength is 15.
Miss.
Plus flanking, 17.
17.
Hits.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brad.
You lucky son of a...
Thank you, Brad.
2d6 plus 1.5 times your strength.
Ooh.
It hits hard.
That's 9 plus 3. So 11.
12.
12.
12?
Quick math. Yeah.
So, Charmaine has this great class for... What grade do you teach again?
Shut up.
Do they teach maths?
Some of them still can't. That's okay.
So, the Earthbreaker... So, both Callista and Marcelo, you see Vashek runs up, swings this Earthbreaker, buries it into the rib cage of this possibly once was a sailor. Doesn't bury as deep as it should have, though. Does hurt it. Don't get me wrong.
Hope so.
Hurts it. But not as much as it should have.
Sick. I might add as well that while wielding this mighty Earthbreaker, there is currently an ethereal spiritual Earthbreaker.
Oh, the hedging weapon's still there.
Spinning around my head and body.
Nice.
Next to you, though, 5 foot stepping towards you and swinging with a scimitar is the other one.
Mm-hmm.
That's only a 15.
Are they scimitars or are they like cutlasses?
Cutlasses.
Yeah, okay. That makes more sense.
And then an 11 with the bite.
Yeah, both just... I imagine the ethereal Earthbreaker just slaps them out of the way as they try to get in.
Nice.
Can't touch this. You're not wearing pants, so like MC Hammer.
I'm wearing pants. I'm not wearing a shirt.
Meanwhile...
Stop undressing.
Under the sea.
Ba-ba-da-da-da.
Under the sea.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Down where it's wetter.
Everything's down better. Down where it's... Oh, my God. Me. No, learn to sing.
Both of them.
Anyway, I am 6 rounds away from the shore.
Okay, so you think it's going to be 7 rounds.
Well, I'm 5 more after this.
I will allow you to, in inverted commas, push yourself. It will take...
I'm not very good at that.
Just do a little fart and you go boop.
I will let you roll a d3. And that's how many rounds worth of... Oh, actually no, because you have 10 minutes worth of it.
I have so much air. The air isn't an issue.
How many minutes worth
of it? It's just... The problem is me physically pulling myself along the ground.
I suppose... Okay, I will give you a d60 because I love this dice. I'll even let you roll it.
Ooh.
It's okay, you can roll. I know how much you like this dice.
I do. I love this dice. I will give you a...
Plus with my rolls, I don't want to...
I will give you a 33% chance to do...
Why 33?
Because it's a D60, so it's like 20, 20, 20.
Oh, so I'm not... Okay.
So 1 to 20, you don't move. At all. Full stop.
I'm happy with just moving normally, thanks.
21 to 40, you move normal. 41 to 60, you double move.
Okay.
You take the
I'm happy to just go normally.
It's a 2/3 chance of getting a good result that isn't bad.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I'm not rolling it, so go for it, Liam. Fuck it.
You have to consent to this, Brad.
He consented.
I was cocked. 49, double move.
Hey.
So now I am three
rounds
away.
Okay.
Doo, doo, doo. And there were times in the history of our little world where
Liam
God was,
nice. Was
merciful.
Yeah, I call bullshit on that.
I said there were times.
Not many.
No. Timer. There's been one so far.
That's not
we're
fair. Barry survived.
Sort of.
To be sold into slavery.
Cello.
Okay.
Shh.
Let's move around this way to get a better sort of look at this combat going on. Can I do any kind of perception check or knowledge check? I think I already know the answer to this, but just to know whether or not these things will be affected by mind-affecting spells?
Well, that depends. Do you have knowledge local?
I do. That's okay. Not the check, is it?
Well, the problem is you have literally no idea where they are.
Yeah. Well, like, that's what I was asking. I'm trying to do it like a perception check or a knowledge check. Or
It would be a knowledge local check to figure out what they are.
Yeah?
Oh, actually, no. Knowledge dungeoneering.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be local.
Dungeoneering. It would be dungeoneering.
I don't have dungeoneering, unfortunately.
So, no. I do. Doesn't help me. I'm underwater.
Get the fuck out.
Well, if you run into any of them underwater, it will.
Last time, I tried this on the monkeys that had similar bone spurs and shit. It didn't work, so...
You would know... What's your intelligence?
14.
Like, you would infer from past experiences that these things aren't necessarily normal humans.
Hmm.
I mean, the crown of thorns and the weird bone protrusions everywhere.
And a second fucking face.
It's a vestigial face. Some people have it. You would probably assume they're
not going to... Mind affecting is not going to work on them. That's fine.
They're also eating human flesh. You can see that now from where you are.
Hey, some people eat human flesh and can be mind affected, right? Cannibals. Sticky hand, mage hand on this back one. Also, it's not a CMB check. It's a ranged touch attack, I need to remember. That's going to be an 18 against that touch AC.
Oh, damn.
Cool. I am going to give Vashek plus 2 AC if this one tries
against
to attack
one?
It. Yeah, so I'm just trying to grab its wrist, basically, to make it harder for him to swing his scimitar.
Callista.
All right. So to drop the shit that I'm holding...
It's a free action.
It's a free action?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck yeah. I do that and I flurry flank to punch the one
that's
trying to attack me.
Smack it up.
Ah, the good old days with Vashek is helping me flank.
I thought you were going to leave it with the good old days where Vashek is helping.
9 for my first thing that probably misses. Ooh, a unnatural 20.
That'll hit.
Yeah. Ah, fuck. 4. Tons of damage.
Notice I didn't lift a pen. That one, though, less than happy at being punched. Scimitar.
Getting smacked in the back by an Earthbreaker?
Yes. Tries to bite you. Also a miss.
Nice.
Vashek.
And I imagine I'm rambling in show ante, so you guys probably can't
understand
me. But I'm just saying, no, friend! Smack again.
I'm going to faint for you. I'm going to trigger your trick.
Okay.
So this is a bluff check against 10 plus his bad plus his wisdom modifier, or 10 plus his sense motive check, whichever's higher.
Obvious.
If it's sense motive... Oh, nat 20. Good luck,
baby.
I'm not even going to look it up.
He loses his dex bonus.
I hate classes like this where it's like, look at these stats and these stats and these stats. I'm like...
Him work.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a dirty 20 with that.
Fuck yeah.
On top of that.
That'll hit some that
Plus, I'm going to get better at this time. 7 points of smacky whack whack damage.
Total?
Yeah.
Plus 1.
Wasn't a very big roll.
So that, it's scratch that guy.
Plus 1. Well, plus 1, 8.
Scratch that guy.
Yeah, okay. DR5? DR6?
At least it looked dope as you
he's,
kind of
faked him. He's like...
That's
So it's the second one's turn. Apparently, plus 2 to your AC on this Vashek. Miss and bite. Miss.
Yeah. We might survive yet.
Aliu.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Cool, so I'm 2 rounds away.
Do you want me to roll for it?
Fuck it, go for it. As long as I'm not rolling, it'll probably be okay.
It's 2/3.
That is a 29, so it's
normal move. So now I am 2 rounds away.
Marcelo, bloop. Sorry, guys. I just like to really fuck with Brad's characters. I'm sorry.
You just like to fuck with me in general, let's face it.
Yeah.
Um, Okay. Staring at this guy, I'm going to switch the mage hand to the guy that's getting flanked right now. Ranged touch attack. Oh, that's going to miss. That's a 6. That's going to miss. Fuck it. Ah, damn it.
Callista.
Yep. I will continue with my flurry flanking for now. To hit the guy in front. Here we go.
Flurry flank. Flurry flank.
That's cocked. Ah, yeah. 24, first.
That'll hit.
3, so absolutely shit all. Second. Unnatural 20. 3. The dice has to go sit on the side.
So the problem is, like, you just keep bouncing off the armor. It's just... Like, then the armor they're wearing, like, is studded leather, and it looks quite nice. And it's just, like, bouncing off the armor every time.
It's not looking.
Is it more like bouncing off the bone spurs? Like, bouncing off the bone spurs and stuff.
No, right? Like, the armor itself is deflecting it.
Shit.
So the first one, again. Okay, now it's going to swing back around and look at Vashik and be like, nope. And nope.
What's with these dice now, Liam?
Yeah, he's used them all up.
We need his magic.
He's used up all the
right. I'm switching dice. Vashek, it's your turn.
Sweet. Well, why fuck with a bad thing? I've got not much more sense than to keep whacking the meat.
Don't say it like
he's
that.
He's also going to hit with an Earthbreaker.
Yeah. That is probably not going to hit that. Oh, that's 15 with flanking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Second one. There we go.
That might hit.
19.
Yes.
Cool. That's going to be... I should have rolled the other one. 5 points of damage. And bite? No. I need the bite to hit. I need the bite! I need the bite, Precious. I need the bites to hit. That's going to be... Eile, you...
Yeah, fuck it.
Do it. Come help us.
42. Double move.
Oh. Hey, I'm out of the ocean now.
One more move away before you are.
No, that was it.
No, you said you were...
I had 5 more to go. You rolled a double move, single move, double move. That's 5.
So you're on the shore. You can't do anything.
Yeah, but I'm out of the water there.
No, you're on the shore.
On the shore. Because you've got
on the shallows. On the shallows.
Okay.
One more.
So
moving back in the water. There we go. In the water. There we go. I need him to know his feet are wet, motherfucker.
You're weird.
So I do need to ask, though. The bandolier. Firstly, I probably should have given you like an extra point to swim check because of like buoyancy and stuff for that. I'll never remember that ever again. They have air bubbles in them, right? They're not
no,
like
these
potions.
Are... I have 2 potions of alchemist fire, 2 potions of alchemist ice.
Yeah, but there's like this thin layer of air, right?
No, these things need to be properly sealed, otherwise they react. They are alchemically sealed containers.
Let's give them all thin layers of air for future reference. Okay, so you are on the shoreline.
Yep.
Okay, so it is Marcelo's turn.
Can I see, Eile, you emerging from the water?
See this bag pop out?
Because the problem is there's so much... This is actually going to be a surprisingly hard roll because of how much smoke there is.
It's 25?
Yeah, you're saying.
I just rolled a 17.
Pull myself up holding a bag over my face.
Finally, but you can. But the thing is, your message is still on.
Yeah.
So you hear that.
Yeah.
You no, hear that.
But no, I just want to make... I can see him. Like, oh, finally, Eile, you come and help us.
Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming.
I'm going to skirt around here. Get a better track on this one. I'll keep my hypnotic gaze on the one being flanked, but I'm going to try and put sticky hand on this one attacking Vashak. Ooh, that'll hit. 20 against touch.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Vashak is going to plus 2 AC against him attacking Vashak.
Callista.
Oh, okay, good. I'll use here. Alright, I'm going to...
He's coming.
No.
Oh, he's coming. Heard... He made it out of, he's out of the water.
Did you message everyone when you said that?
Yes. No. Cool. Yeah.
I mean, she's always like messaging everything.
I'm not concentrating on talking to one individual in the heat of combat. I'm just broadcasting.
Okay. I'm going to... Spray. I feel a bit better. Probably not going to do much better. I'm going to punch again with my... Well, one of my weapons, technically. 17.
Hits.
Okay.
Sick.
4.
Plus 1.
Well, a hit, so that's nice.
Next one's a 13, and it misses.
Welcome to Pathfinder, where everything has DR.
No, just with Liam.
That's okay.
One more level.
Not just with Liam.
One more level.
Useless.
No.
Again,
one more level.
James Jacobs. Yeah. okay.
Your
so
only way is to roll a two-handed weapon, which hits big enough to get through DR. Yeah.
Or a magic
Sarah,
weapon.
Sarah, yeah, Sarah. One of the things he's holding somewhere on the floor.
So this creature tried to hit Vashek. Nothing happened. Turns around, tries to bite the monk. Ooh, that's probably going to hit 18.
Oh, 18 does hit.
Cut the scimitar cuts. 4 points of damage. The bite. 10.
Don't look so sad, Liam. You'll hit us next time.
You're
it's okay.
I'll kill you. Vashek.
Why mess with a bad thing? No. I don't have the wherewithal to think of anything else right now.
Literally. Hit it till it dies. Yeah, that's your attack. Hit it
like,
till it
dies. I have all
dies.
These spells and shit, but bash. That should do it. We've got a flanking bonus for dirty 20.
Hits.
Ooh.
Big earthbreaker damage.
Not great though. 9. No, wait. 8. That was a 1. 8 points of damage again.
At least you're hurting it.
I know.
Better than Callista's done. Better than I've done.
I should have saved my precision damage for your attack.
Yeah. Mm.
So when you hit, when the Earthbreaker digs into the side of it, the thing is you see that as you pull the spikes of the hammer out of it, the blood that is pulsing out of its side doesn't stop. And it's like... Like, oh. It's still, like, it's dripping blood out of it. The creature keeps standing and is like, the other creature who is attacking you, it's a mindless creature that I'm not going to roll that dice for because I need a good roll. No, scimitar misses and the bite misses, lunges towards you and misses. Vashek. Can I get a perception check from Mr. Ailu?
Oh, dear lord.
Oh, fuck.
12.
Okay. What do you want to do in this combat?
I'm going to pull myself out of the water.
Yep.
Yep. Pull myself up. No, just out the water.
Okay.
Because I assume that's a move action to get out, right?
No, like... Luckily, you
he was
managed
digging with you.
Yeah, you are on shallow enough water that I'm not going to penalize. I mean, I'll penalize you 5 foot. So, 25 was the maximum you can move, which is what you've done. That's fine. I'll allow that.
Oh, hang on. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I can get there.
I'll penalize you 25, like 10.
Oh, yeah.
No,
that's fine. So I pull myself out the water. Now, thankfully, I don't need any components from my component pouch because I'm going to have to check to make sure that didn't get waterlogged. I've been under there for almost a minute. I don't need anything but verbal and somatic for this. So I pick up my walking stick, which I've been using to pull myself on the ground with, point it at these two guys, and I'm going to roll not to blow up.
To be completely fair from where you are, you can only see one of them.
That's perfectly fine, because my burning arc will bounce from one of them into the other one using its space as the targeting destination.
Okay, that's fine. that's completely fine.
So the first one needs to make me a reflex save as this burning ray just... No, not ray, sorry. It's a wisp of flame that just shoots out, hits this thing, and then bounces from it into the next person.
I'm assuming I failed with a 13.
That will definitely fail. So that will do 3d6 fire damage, if I can borrow some dice.
Oh, maybe not my dice.
You're not touching
me. Hang on, I have dice. You gave me dice, Liam.
This D6 is working well.
Yes, roll those ones. Roll the sparkly ones. They're ones.
Holy shit.
Oh, that was
6,
boy.
12, 16 points of fire damage.
Nice.
Ooh.
I'm going to get ready to make my reflex.
Is that total?
Total 16 points of fire damage will bypass DR.
It's
going
to fucking explode, ain't it?
Just, I would like everyone around to roll me a reflex.
Oh no, I can't fail this.
This could be it, baby.
I'm helping.
Sorry, I just realized.
I forgot back. About that entirely.
Oh, fuck. You can go first.
Charmaine. Or not.
11.
And, okay, I'm going to roll, firstly, not with my purple die, because I feel like this is not a purple die roll. I don't know. I just feel it's not. I'm going to roll separately. Charmaine, you take 2 points damage. Vashek.
That's not
reflex.
17.
You're fine.
Cool. So I popped one, and then the burning arc curses from that one into the next guy, which is the next enemy I get to choose. He makes a reflex save.
Natural 20.
Cool. He still takes half damage. Now it rounds down is the downside, so it'll automatically go down to one dice. Takes 3 points of fire damage and is on fire.
Alright, you took some damage.
Strong.
Cool. And that was... Whose dice was this? That's yours.
They're both yours. I took mine back.
Cool. Yeah, that was one of my second level spells. The first one I ever cast one. Huzzah.
Hello.
Is this guy technically in combat, isn't he?
Yes.
So if I tried to shoot at him, that's a -4, is it?
Yes. Almost like you need... what is it?
Precise.
I'm not taking combat.
Two feats, yeah.
Get out of here.
Did it cause the puddle?
Yeah, where his body is, there is a 5-foot puddle of acid.
Okay.
You can walk around.
Yeah, let's screw it. I'm just going to try and shoot him anyway.
You can do it.
I'm just going to try.
Are you staring at him first?
Yeah. Yeah, swift action, so I'm staring at him. And the enemy that I can see right now. Come on, baby. No. That's a 12 to hit.
Unfortunately not. Callista.
With my double chain karma being a reach weapon, it's only 5 foot, right?
You can attack 10 foot away.
Okay, so if I stand here, I can still hit it?
No, it's one too far.
That's 15 feet.
Okay.
But if you 5 foot stepped
here?
There.
Isn't that in the pile of acid, though?
The pile's here. Of acid is there. I'll just keep him standing.
Yeah,
okay.
You could definitely hit the other person.
Okay, sweet. I'll just 5 foot
so
step there.
So, just for those playing at home, she 5 foot stepped to the northwest. Above the pool of acid. I say above. I mean...
North of
the north pool
of acid. Acid. So, she could hit the other creature.
Yep. Who's next to Vashik.
Yeah.
Who's only... 10 foot away from her. 5 foot away from her.
Mm. Oh, but
10.
They're standing like in the middle of the, so it's 10.
Can't flurry, so it's only one hit.
Yep. Wasn't it only a 5 foot step? She could flurry then.
Because.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah. I can still flurry.
She can still flurry because she's a monk.
19.
And she breaks the rules.
It's.
Five. And then, second attack is a 9 miss. To hit.
You're not having good luck with these things, are you?
No.
It's
okay, next level.
Vashek.
Seeing the acid explode and pool out around me in a moment of instinctive fear, I'm going to step back.
Can I... I will actually get you to roll a will save as well.
Okay.
Your primal instincts are taking over.
Man, will is my best, but 12.
So you don't just 5 foot step back, you full round, like, flee.
Okay. Full round flee.
So you, like... retreat.
Total full withdrawal?
Yeah, full withdrawal. Like, basically, you... As if you'd been overcome by a complete fear.
Yeah,
you
frightened effect.
Frightened effect. You just full withdrawal.
Bad.
So, 60 foot straight 60 back.
60 foot straight away.
60 foot! Oh!
You won't dive into the water because that would be dumb, but you run as far away as physically possible... from the source of that fear. The other creature...
is on fire.
Ooh.
From a level 2 spell. Which means it's a higher DC.
14.
It fails. It takes 4 points of fire damage. See, the cool thing about my burning amplification is the higher level spell that I use, the higher the DC it is to put the fire out.
Fancy, fancy.
Yeah, it's still not very high.
Marcelo. You are the straightest line of approach for this creature.
Uh-oh, spaghetti.
Looks like it.
Oh, shit.
Runs towards you with scimitar drawn. Fuck. Natural 18 is a crit threat.
You got enough HP, it's fine.
Big
scimitars. Natural 16, so that's 20 to confirm. 19 to confirm, sorry, yeah. 19.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll crit me.
2d6. 13 points of damage.
That's alright. And the party tank, remember?
Oh, God.
Ailey.
Cool. Let's get closer. 5, 10, 15... 25, 30. Cool. So I can see him. I've already used my burning arc. I don't have that. Can't use that.
Just he's flipping through pages for those.
Yeah, sorry. I'm going through my spell book with seeing what I have prepared.
He has a book which one day he'll put up.
1, 2, 3, 4. It's got 5 pages of spells already.
Snap, dragon, fire, works. Cool. That's
That may have multiple different things next to it.
Snaps on one page.
I am going to acid splash him. That's all I can really do.
Yeah, no.
Miss.
Acid splash the person who has acid.
I'm well aware it's not going to do anything, Liam. I haven't hit him with them yet, so I can't prove it yet. I can't. Yeah. Can I make Donald's engineering, by the way?
Yeah. Now you can finally see them.
Oh, thank goodness. That is a 36.
What the hell?
No, wait. These things 26. Here. 18 plus 8 is 26. 26. I can math.
What the bloody hell are we fighting? All right.
Yeah, I don't have any more big burning arcs, guys. So.
Must be nice to have spells that work.
See, the worst part is these things are a blend of... You don't know.
26?
Can I... Yeah, 26. Can I get some characteristics or something at least?
Yeah, doesn't help.
Are you going to say they blow up when they die with acid and that they have DR5? Cool, thank you!
It doesn't recognize anything about them, like any sort of like basic, like archetypical features.
They are mindless, have DR5, blow up with acid when they die. I think we've figured that out.
Can I get you to just roll a flat intelligence check?
Like they're just too uncommon or something. Is that just too weird?
17. I am the int boy.
This is not any known type of creature.
They weird motherfuckers.
James Jacob,
it's almost like
son of a bitch.
An acquired template that does not conform to any kind of standards.
It's almost like it's proto Pathfinder.
Some weird, like new disease, basically that has mutated on this island or something.
Island, you mean Parisia?
Whatever, wherever we are. Kraken Cove,
Cupcake Island,
Cupcake,
Kimchi Island.
Kimchi cupcakes. Marcelo.
Holy crap, get this thing off me.
5-foot step.
I'm tossing out whether a 5-foot step or full withdrawal. How much of a bitch am I?
I mean, one person already has, so.
Yeah, I know, right? I wouldn't be the first one to do it. But it also makes it a not very original idea. No, we're going to 5-foot step back, and I'm just going to shove a mage hand in its face. Or try to, anyway. Oh, fuck. No, that's 8. I'm assuming it has a high touch AC.
Bet you wish you fully withdrew now.
Yeah, I bet I really, really, really do. Well, we live and learn. Next time we're in a situation like that, we'll full withdraw.
Next time in the bone, yeah, we're in a situation.
Help me!
Callista.
Yes, I'm gonna move up. Just a normal move action, so I'm still 5 foot away from it. There's a space, and I'm just gonna do a normal attack on it.
So you can move up behind it and still hit it.
I know.
Still be.
If it dies, I'm in trouble.
She's smart.
Yeah.
She got the big brain.
I've gotten hit by every single explosion so far.
And you have evasion, is the best part.
Yes. So I only dodged one. Of 5.
I mean, you pass that reflex, you take nothing anyway.
So I'm going to keep my distance. And because I had to move more than 5 feet, unfortunately, I can only do one attack for this.
Yeah, but it's not at a minus two.
14.
Yes.
Where's my head at, Liam? Where's my head at?
That's a good question. Vashek, where is your head at?
Where is my mind?
So, with 4 intelligence, right? It's that weird kind of intelligence level where everything is true, but everything is not true. Everything is right, everything is also wrong. But all that goes through your head is tick, tick, boom, boom, tick, boom, boom, tick, boom, boom. That's your truth. Which just makes it weirder when running away. In your mind, you hear tick, boom, boom, tick, boom, boom, tick, boom, boom. And then where you stash that broken pearl, you feel the rhythmic beat. Tick, boom, boom, tick, boom, boom, tick, boom, boom, tick, throbbing through your veins. Let's find out what happened next time.
No!
Goblin podcast is a production of the Hobbled Goblin Company. The Savage Tide Adventure Path was originally written by Paizo Publishing under license from Wizards of the Coast for Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 edition. It was rewritten by Liam J. Cottrell to the Pathfinder 1st edition rule set in the world of Galarian, both of which are the property of Paizo Incorporated. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or find out more at our website, thehobbledgoblin.com.